Chapter 3. The Origin and Occupation of Angels. As Merle and Gloria Energer traveled from Pakistan to America, they stopped in London for a few days. And somewhere along the way, Merle managed to lock the doors of the rental car and lose the keys. It was Saturday afternoon, and no locksmiths answered the phone. The rental car company said they didn't have a spare key. Merle and Gloria panicked about missing their flight home. Two Christian friends came to commiserate, and the four bowed their heads and prayed for help. As they finished, they looked up as a strange man approached. He offered his keys to them. The man explained he owned a similar car, and perhaps his keys would work. Merle inserted the key into the door, but it was no match. On a lark, he walked around to the trunk. To his amazement, the key fit perfectly, and the lid popped open. There on the floor of the trunk were his keys. They had apparently fallen earlier while he was taking something out. "Praise the Lord," everyone shouted as Merle grabbed the keys, but when he turned to thank the stranger, no one was in sight. They looked in all directions, but the man had vanished. Later, Merle asked a locksmith about the chance of the man's key fitting his trunk. It was about 1 in 20,000. "An angel?" Merle later wondered. "I've always felt he must have been." We mustn't think of angels yet as genies or errand boys who fly to our aid at every daily dilemma. The Bible provides a balanced perspective, and it's helpful to look at angels as Scripture does. What does the Bible say about the origin and occupation of angels? Angels appear early in the Bible. Both the Old and New Testaments begin with angelic appearances right off the bat. The first angel in Scripture appeared in Genesis chapter 3. Guarding the path to the tree of life. In the Gospels, we encounter an angel before finishing the first chapter of the first Gospel. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, advising him to take Mary as his wife. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Angels were present when God created the universe. Since they're created beings, they're not eternal in the sense that God is infinite. They were created by Him. But the Bible doesn't tell us exactly when they were made. Job chapter 38, verse 7 implies that angels...